Today is the 19th day of October. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back to the Global Campfire. Oh, let's greet this brand new, shiny, sparkly week. Let's just all kind of gather around. Look out over it. Imagine that we are kind of on this, like this rise on a high bluff on a hill, looking out over the rolling hills of life and the trees and foliage and the mountains in the distance around us, the water, looking out over it. It looks beautiful. But once we get down into it, down off this rise, when we're walking through the different valleys and up the different hills, we'll encounter all kinds of different challenges. It's probably like thorn bushes, groves of them down in that view somewhere that we might encounter. Maybe we'll hit a wall somewhere, or maybe the stream is too wide to cross and we have to figure another way, and because we're navigating life and we can't predict everything, and sometimes things happen that we could have never seen coming. So being out in front of things, just making some choices ahead of time about how we will posture our hearts, the place that we're going to live from of centeredness, before it even begins, before we encounter that first victory or challenge, knowing the posture that we're going to maintain through it all makes such a profound difference to the story that we're going to tell. So let's do what we do, right? Look out over it. Step into it together, knowing that we have profound power to make all of the choices that we make. And those begin in our thoughts. They manifest themselves in our words, and we create reality with our words. And then we take actions, and they have consequences. Good or evil can come from our thoughts, our words, and our choices, and our actions. May we choose wisely. And it is wise that we show up here together every day. It is wise that we take the next step forward and allow the scriptures to be a part of the rhythm of our lives. And so let's jump into that. We'll read from the Christian Standard Bible this week, and continuing our journey through the book of Jeremiah. Today, chapters 33 and 34. While he was still confined in the guard's courtyard, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time. The Lord who made the earth, the Lord who forms it to establish it, the Lord is his name, says this: call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and incomprehensible things you do not know. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the houses of this city and the palaces of Judah's kings, the ones torn down for defense against the assault ramps and the sword. The people coming to fight the Chaldeans will fill the houses with the corpses of their own men that I strike down in my wrath and fury. I have hidden my face from this city because of all their evil. Yet I will certainly bring health and healing to it, and will indeed heal them. I will let them experience the abundance of true peace. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and of Israel, and will rebuild them as in former times. I will purify them from all the iniquity they have committed against me, and I will forgive all the iniquities they have committed against me, rebelling against me. This city will bear on my behalf a name of joy, praise and glory before all the nations of the earth, who will hear of all the prosperity I will give them. They will tremble with awe because of all the good and all the peace I will bring about for them. This is what the Lord says. In this place, which you say is a ruin, without people or animals, that is in Judah's cities and Jerusalem's streets, that are a desolation without people, without inhabitants, and without animals, there will be heard again a sound of joy and gladness, the voice of the groom and the bride, and the voice of those saying, "Give thanks to the Lord of armies, for the Lord is good. His faithful love endures forever." As they bring thanksgiving sacrifices to the temple of the Lord, "For I will restore the fortunes of the land as in former times," says the Lord. This is what the Lord of armies says. In this desolate place, without people or animals, and in all its cities, there will once more be a grazing land where shepherds may rest flocks. The flocks will again pass under the hands of the one who counts them in the cities of the hill country, the cities of the Judean foothills, the cities of the Negev, the land of Benjamin, the areas around Jerusalem, and in Judah's cities, says the Lord. Look, the days are coming. This is the Lord's declaration. When I will fulfill the good promise that I have spoken concerning the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to sprout up for David, and he will administer justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is what she will be named: The Lord is our righteousness. For this is what the Lord says: David will never fail to have a man sitting on the throne of the house of Israel. The Levitical priests will never fail to have a man always before me to offer burnt offerings, to burn grain offerings, and to make sacrifices. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. This is what the Lord says: If you can break my covenant with the day, and my covenant with the night, so that day and night cease to come at their regular time, then also my covenant with my servant David may be broken. If that could happen, then he would not have a son reigning on his throne, and the Levitical priests would not be my ministers. Even as the stars of heaven cannot be counted, and the sand of the sea cannot be measured, so too I will make innumerable the descendants of my servant David and the Levites who minister to me. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Have you not noticed what these people have said? They say, "The Lord has rejected the two families he had chosen. My people are treated with contempt and no longer regarded as a nation among them." This is what the Lord says: If I do not keep my covenant with the day and with the night, and if I fail to establish the fixed order of heaven and earth, then I might also reject the descendants of Jacob and of my servant David. That is, I would not take rulers from his descendants to rule over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But in fact, I will restore their fortunes and have compassion on them. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord when King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, his whole army, all the kingdoms of the lands under his control, and all other peoples were fighting against Jerusalem and all its surrounding cities. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Go, speak to King Zedekiah of Judah and tell him, this is what the Lord says. I am about to hand this city over to the king of Babylon, and he will burn it. As for you, you will not escape from him, but are certain to be captured and handed over to him. You will meet the king of Babylon eye to eye and speak face to face. You will go to Babylon. Yet hear the Lord's word, King Zedekiah of Judah. This is what the Lord says concerning you. You will not die by the sword. You will die peacefully. There will be a burning ceremony for you, just like the burning ceremonies for your ancestors, the kings of old who came before you. Oh, Master, will be the lament for you, for I have spoken this word. This is the Lord's declaration. So the prophet Jeremiah related all these words to King Zedekiah of Judah in Jerusalem, while the king of Babylon's armies was attacking Jerusalem and all of Judah's remaining cities, that is, Lachish and Azekah, for they were the only ones left of Judah's fortified cities. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after King Zedekiah made a covenant with all the people who were in Jerusalem to proclaim freedom to them. As a result, each was to let his male and female Hebrew slaves go free, and no one was to enslave his fellow Judean. All the officials and people who entered into covenant to let their male and female slaves go free, in order not to enslave them any longer, obeyed and let them go free. Afterward, however, they changed their minds and took back their male and female slaves they had let go free and forced them to become slaves again. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I made a covenant with your ancestors when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the place of slavery, saying, at the end of 7 years, each of you must let his fellow Hebrew who sold himself to you go. He may serve you 6 years, but then you must let him go free from your service. But your ancestors did not obey me or pay any attention. Today, you repented and did what pleased me, each of you proclaiming freedom for his neighbor. You made a covenant before me at the house that bears my name. But you have changed your minds and profaned my name. Each has taken back his male and female slaves who had been set free to go wherever they wanted. And you have again forced them to be your slaves. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. You have not obeyed me by proclaiming freedom, each for his fellow Hebrew and for his neighbor. I hereby proclaim freedom for you. This is the Lord's declaration: to the sword, to plague, and to famine. I will make you a horror to all the earth's kingdoms. As for those who disobeyed my covenant, not keeping the terms of the covenant they made before me, I will treat them like the calf they cut in two in order to pass between its pieces. The officials of Judah and Jerusalem, the court officials, the priests, and all the people of the land who passed between the pieces of the calf, all these I will hand over to their enemies, to those who intend to take their life. Their corpses will become food for the birds of the sky and for the wild animals of the land. I will hand King Zedekiah of Judah and his officials over to their enemies, to those who intend to take their lives, to the king of Babylon's army that is withdrawing. I am about to give the command. This is the Lord's declaration, and I will bring them back to this city. They will fight against it, capture it and burn it. I will make Judah's cities a desolation without inhabitants. First Timothy 4. Now, the Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and the teachings of demons, through the hypocrisy of liars whose consciences are seared. They forbid marriage and demand abstinence from foods that God created to be received with gratitude by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, since it is sanctified by the word of God and by prayer. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, nourished by the words of the faith and the good teaching that you have followed, but have nothing to do with pointless, silly myths. Rather, train yourself in godliness. For the training of the body has limited benefit, but godliness is beneficial in every way, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. For this reason we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone despise your youth, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, give your attention to public reading, exhortation, and teaching. Don't neglect the gift that is in you. It was given to you through prophecy, with the laying on of hands by the council of elders. Practice these things. Be committed to them, so that your progress may be evident to all. Pay close attention to your life and your teaching. Persevere in these things, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Psalm 89:1-13. Perplexity about God's promises. A Maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing about the Lord's faithful love forever. I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations with my mouth. For I will declare, faithful love is built up forever. You establish your faithfulness in the heavens. The Lord said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David, my servant. I will establish your offspring forever and build up your throne for all generations. Selah. Lord, the heavens praise your wonders, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? God is greatly feared in the council of the holy ones, more awe-inspiring than all who surround him. Lord God of armies, who is strong like you, Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule the raging sea. When its waves surge, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one who is slain. You scattered your enemies with your powerful arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and everything in it, you founded them. North and south, you created them. Tabor and Hermon shout for joy at your name. You have a mighty arm. Your hand is powerful. Your right hand is lifted high. Proverbs 25, 23 and 24. The north wind produces rain, and a backbiting tongue, angry looks. Better to live on the corner of a roof than to share a house with a nagging wife. Father, we thank you for your word, for your kindness and mercy and patience toward us, so far beyond what we can comprehend and so far beyond what we could ever deserve. Once again, as we begin this week, we're reminded in Proverbs that the way we use our tongue, the way we speak, changes things. It matters. And that is probably what needs to be first and forefront as we walk into this brand new, shiny, sparkly week, that the way we conduct ourselves in our mouth is pretty much going to write the story of the reality we live this week. And it is a difficult thing to not react. It is a difficult thing to not retaliate. It is a difficult thing to return goodness for evil. So we invite your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth and to guard our mouths. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
It's Heather from Tennessee. I just heard Kingdom Seeker Daniel KSD. And I'm praying for you. I hear your cry. I hear your prayers. I'm praying for you. I'm so, so, so sorry. I pray that God will comfort you in your sorrow. And there's just no other words. We need to lean on him. And I'm praying for you.
Kingdom Seeker Daniel, this is Daniel, the wholehearted calling from North Carolina. I just want to join with you in prayer. And just as you cried out to Jesus over the loss of your son, D2, I have no words. I'm just going to join with you. God, we're in mourning, and we're in mourning with this family. It's the trauma of finding D2 passed away. God, we pray for Kingdom Seeker Daniel's ex-wife as she grieves and as the whole family grieves. Lord, I pray that you would open communication rather than allowing walls to be built, Lord, that they'd be torn down, Lord, that there'd be communication and that love would flow freely, that there'd be forgiveness. God, as the whole family grieves and mourns, Lord, would you meet them right where they're at? Lord, would you allow them to cry against you and to lament to you? Lord, just lift up KSD and ask that you would just be a miraculous support to him right now, God, that you would hold him in the palm of your hand, that you would seeing over him, and that you would just remind him of your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Knee Bender in Tennessee. October 13th, and celebrating what the Lord has done through the political leaders and through his providence. Heavenly Father, we rejoice with Israel today. We thank you for Aaron and Ariel and Avinatan and Baal, David, Eitan M and Eitan H, Elkanah and Aviatar, Gali, Guy, Matan A and Matan Z, and Maxim and Nimrod, and Omni and Ram and Segev, Yosef and Ziv, being back with their families, Lord God, we thank you. We pray this would be an amazing time of unity. Thank you that it happened on such an amazing day. At the end of the tabernacles, the Feast of Sukkot. Thank you also for the number 13. We pray that the whole Jewish nation will be the age of Bar Mitzvah, the son of the commandments, Lord, that the whole nation will turn to you, just like 2 years ago. People were singing Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, just because the grief was causing everyone to recognize we're one nation under God. We've been attacked. Lord, I pray for the Palestinians and all the Arabs in the region, Father. I pray that the peace will last. We pray for shalom over Israel, over Jerusalem, over the whole land. Well, we pray that your blessing would once again return and be celebrated in songs and dancing, and in many people coming to get to know you. Blessings upon Israel and Jerusalem. Thank you, Dabbers. Thank you, Brian, for this platform. God bless you all.
Hi, my beautiful Dab family. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is October 13th, and I'm calling in for our brother KSD and the news that he just shared today about his son passing, D2. And so let's just go straight to our Father. Heavenly Father, our beautiful, beautiful sovereign God, hallowed be thy beautiful name, Lord God. Father, we know your word says the good Lord giveth and the good Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we cling to this. We know that every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow or variation. Father, we know that our children are good gifts. And when one is taken from us and taken from this earth, we mourn, Lord. So we come alongside and mourn with with KSD over D2. And your word says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Father, please pour into this family. Father God, we know that you're going to receive glory through this. We pray for Sheena, Bianca, and Hannah. We pray for their mother who found D2 as she's traumatized, Lord. We pray for total restoration in the name of Jesus Christ for this family. Lord, we pray that your peace will prevail. We pray that your love and faithfulness will prevail, that your hope and the goodness of God, that we will see the goodness of you in the land of the living, Lord God, will be with this family, Lord, all of their days, Lord. Please comfort them and be around them and restore them in this time. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.